Hi, am I in the air?
Do I have everybody's attention now? Do I have everybody's attention now?
Don, I got you.
Don, I do I have everybody's Sunday attention night. Now?
You put them cameras on me, then you must be willing to get that heart touch. This a must-see feeling. The news ain't good, then it must be villain. So I say a tag grounded, I don't trust these ceilings. Spread across your nose, and I'm on your ear. Highest necks on the cloud. Am I in the air? Sunday nights, prime time. I flex my better Voltron, transform to DX Don. Mega and off-scene. You probably think I'm nice, cause I flow like a stream to your wireless device. And the smoke full of steam on any given night, how short like a piece of any given slice. And for the latest and what is best about, I tune in and tune the rest out, Don. You gotta tell them, am I in the clear? Is this thing gone? Am I on the air? On the air.
Well, all right. What is going down, my friends? My name is Don Mega. This is Am I on the Air? Are you ready for a brand new episode? Because I know I am. We got a lot to talk about here tonight. It's season 24. It's episode 18. And tonight's show is titled, Yep. Yep. We are broadcasting live from the Red Dragons Radio Studios. Actually, here on a Tuesday, it is July the 26th. So yes, I am a day late, but with good reason, because yesterday I put out a really cool Am I Still on the Air? So I'm going to talk about that here in a second. And but yeah, we've got a lot of stuff cooking and a lot of news dropping. We're coming off San Diego Comic-Con weekend. So there's a lot to get to, guys. So I have a couple movie reviews to talk about. I got a couple TV shows to talk about. Of course, all non-spoiler. And then we'll get into our news of the week. But I got to talk about our plugs of the week, because there are some other episodes to check out. Now, like I said, over the weekend was Comic-Con. And of course, the biggest news to come out the weekend was some of the stuff DC did and a lot of the stuff that Marvel did. And we're going to touch on it here tonight. So don't worry, I will touch on it. But if you want to get more granular, if you want to get more deep, I got a couple other podcasts for you to check out. Number one, you know our spinoff, Am I on the Air Quick Bites? So over the weekend, I did a Quick Bite episode. It's about 15 minutes long, and I talk about the multiverse saga. For those of you that don't know, Kevin Feige announced that the Phase 4, 5, and 6 of the Marvel Universe is now going to be known as the Multiverse Saga. So I broke down all of the announcements that went down to Comic-Con within that 15 minutes, really get deep with release dates and everything for you guys to check out. So please check out that Quick Bite episode talking about the Multiverse Saga. And then, like I said, yesterday, kind of an impromptu episode, but we did a new Am I Still on the Air? And for those, I know a lot of you love those episodes, but this time it wasn't a spoiler review that we were reuniting for. It was to talk Comic-Con once again. And yes, I know I did a quick bite on it, but this was a very deep conversation. And of course, I always have a guest on my Am I Still on the Air? And this time it was Peeps. You know, Peeps, he always does our spoiler reviews with me. He's got his own podcast, The People's Forum. Well, Peeps was actually in San Diego, and he was in Hall H for the DC and the Marvel panels. So I wanted to have him on so we could discuss all the news, and he could also let you guys know what he saw when he was there. The interviews, the trailers, the footage, the things that we couldn't see being at home, he saw it, and he could break it down. Things like what happened in Guardians of the Galaxy trailer, Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumanium trailer, Secret Invasion trailer, things that were not released to the public, he could talk about. So it was great having Peeps with me. We went live on the YouTube channel yesterday, and we did our big DC Marvel Comic-Con breakdown. It was an awesome conversation. I really enjoyed that episode, and I hope you guys do too. Of course, as always, it's available in two formats. You can watch the video version as we recorded it. It's up on our YouTube page, youtube.com/amiontheair. And of course, if you go to the page and you're for some reason having trouble finding it, which I don't know why you would, it's the newest video on there, you can go to our Am I Still on the Air playlist, and it is located in there as well too. And for those of you that don't like to watch videos, I do. I got you covered, as always, with the audio version. So the audio version is right here on this podcast feed. You should be able to see it right now. If you're on our feed, you should see it right before this episode. So two different ways for you to check it out. So there's my plugs, guys. Check out the Am I on the Air Quick Bites Multiverse Saga episode, 15 minutes in and out for you guys. And our Am I Still on the Air Comic-Con DC Marvel full breakdown. So great stuff out there for you guys. Okay, let's get into our reviews of the week. I'm going to start off with the new number one movie in the United States. It's Jordan Peele's new movie, Nope. And this is his third film. Of course, we had Get Out, we had Us, and then now we have Nope. I was down for this movie since I saw the first trailer. I mean, even before we saw anything and we heard Jordan Peele was doing another kind of horror thriller, we were down for it, right? Because Jordan Peele definitely getting his stuff together. I love Get Out. I really like Us. So I was super stoked going into this one. And we went Friday night in IMAX, checked it out. And it's good, but it's not great. And it pains me to say that because I wanted to love this movie. I liked it. Did not love it. I feel like he was trying to be bigger than he should have been for this movie. You know, you've seen the trailers. I won't spoil anything. It looks like a UFO. The horses are, you know, kind of being taken. Things are happening. And there's always something up in the sky that's kind of going over this horse ranch that's run by Daniel Kaluuya and Kiki Palmer. And residents in a lonely gulch of inland California bear witness to an uncanny, chilling discovery. You know, is it a UFO? Is it something more? What is it, right? And we get these flashbacks. We get these different stories throughout. Stephen Yeun is in this, and he's really good in it as well. Michael Wincott. So that's about as much as I can say, because I'm not going to spoil anything for this movie. What I think is the detriment to it is this movie is too long. It's 2 hours and 11 minutes long, and that's too long for a movie like this. If this was about an hour 45, I think I would have loved this movie. If some of the couple of the subplots wouldn't have gone on for so long or weren't even included, I think I would have loved this movie. And, you know, when a movie kind of almost makes it too confusing and you got to come home and start watching other YouTube videos to be like, explain this movie to me, it's too much, man. I don't want to have to do that. And I felt like with Nope, there was things that happened in this movie that made no sense. And then I had to kind of watch these breakdowns to be like, oh, this is what he was trying to do. This is the big artsy-fartsy kind of move he was trying to do to represent, you know, this and that. And it just became too much. Just give me a thriller, man. I just want to be thrilled. What I'll give this movie is it has tension. You know, there's moments in this movie where you're just like, holy shit. You know, like that you're literally going, nope. If I was in this situation, nope. I ain't dealing with this. So overall, at the end of the day, I did like this movie. I do like it. I will buy this movie and add it to my collection when it's done. I'm just disappointed because I expected this to be a 4 or 5 star movie. I would give it 3 stars. 3 UFOs out of 5. It's good. Out of the 3 Jordan Peele movies, I would rank this one last. I think Get Out is the best, then Us, and then Nope. So that's where I would layer it. And this is a somewhat divisive movie. I've seen a lot of people kind of feel the way I do. And then I've seen other people say this is the greatest movie of the year. So again, be the judge for yourself and check it out. But that's how I feel about Nope. I would go 3 out of 5. The next movie is I actually just this morning saw Minions: The Rise of Gru. And I know I'm a couple weeks late on this one. When this movie came out, I was in Las Vegas. I was doing my anniversary. So I didn't get to see it. And, you know, I had planned to take my daughter, just happened to be out of town. And then my dad actually took my daughter to go see this. So I was like, well, I guess I'm not going to see Minions. Well, I had some time today and my daughter said, we should go see Minions. You haven't seen it yet. So I said, sure, let's go. And I took her to go see it for the second time so I could see it for the first time. And it's cute. It's cute. It's not the greatest. I don't think it's the best in the Despicable Me world. I really like the Despicable Me movies. The Minions are, you know, hit and miss. They have their moments, but overall as a full movie, it's not the greatest. What I love is that they know their time limit. It's an hour and a half movie. Get in, get out. And I appreciate that. So this one's cute. It's got some laughs. You get to see Gru, you know, as a little kid, basically trying to be despicable. I'm pretty despicable. So I love Steve Carell and I loved him as the little Gru in this. Overall, it was a fun time with my daughter. I'd give it 3 out of 5. And then lastly, from the movie side, I just want to touch on once again, because over the weekend, The Gray Man came out on Netflix. Now, for those of you that might have missed my last week episode, I already reviewed The Gray Man because I actually saw it early in the theater before it hit Netflix, and I loved it. I gave it 4 out of 5 stars, and I just wanted to kind of bring it up again because it was a big new release of the weekend. I know a lot of you watched it on Netflix over the weekend, and I just wanted to reiterate, I really dug the movie. Great action. Great stuff from Ryan Gosling and Chris Evans, Ana de Armas. I give it 4 out of 5 stars. So if you still haven't watched The Gray Man yet, definitely check that out on Netflix. So there's my 3 big movies. Over on the TV side, just a couple season premieres. Number 1, American Horror Stories came back. Now this is not your normal American Horror Story. Last year, they decided to do an anthology spinoff called American Horror Stories with an S, which was very hit and miss. What I like about it is that every episode is its own story, and that's it. It's very contained. So in season 1, some episodes were okay, some episodes not so much. Season 2 came out, watched the first episode called Dollhouse, and I didn't really care for it. I thought this was pretty whack. So again, you know, I won't deter me from watching because this week's episode will be something brand new. But glad to see the show back, but definitely not the kickoff I was hoping for with American Horror Stories, but that's now streaming on Hulu. And then I'm way behind on this one, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, but a new show that came out last year that I really liked was Big Sky. This was a show, kind of a mystery that takes place in Montana, and I really dug it. It followed these two female PIs and just these crazy things happening in Montana. It was a great season 1. Then they renewed it for season 2. Season 2 came out, and I was just so busy watching other stuff, I never got to it. So over the weekend, I finally started season 2. I watched the first 3 or 4 episodes, and I really like it. I really like it. I think this season is fun. I think it's off to a good start. It's got some different mysteries going on, and I still got a long way to go, but I just wanted to touch on Big Sky. I'm currently binging over on Hulu. So that's what I got on the review side of things. We have... over on movies, once again, we have Nope, now in theaters, 3 out of 5. Minions, The Rise of Gru, 3 out of 5, also now in theaters. The Gray Man, now on Netflix, 4 out of 5. And then over on the TV side, over on FX and Hulu, you have American Horror Stories. And then over on Hulu as well, we have Big Sky, Season 2. So there's our reviews of the week. Let's talk box office, baby. All right, so each week, you know, we always break down the top 10 in the box office. And coming in at number 10 this weekend, it's Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris. Coming in at number 9, it is Jurassic World Dominion. Number 8 is The Black Phone. Number 7 is Paul's of Fury. Number 6 is Elvis. Number 5 is Top Gun Maverick. Number 4 is Where the Crawdads Sing. Number 3, in Pretty Despicable, it's the Minions Rise of Gru. Number 2... Thor, Love, and Thunder. Of course, after 2 weeks at number 1, it falls to number 2 in its 3rd week because number 1, baby. Nope. That's right. Jordan Peele, his 3rd number 1 movie in a row. Nope is the number 1 film of the weekend. So there's your box office, guys. And now, as always, we'll switch gears and we'll get into the news of the week. News of the week. The news of the week. Okay, so, you know, it was funny because last week, like right after we went off the air, they released the first trailer for Halloween ends. That's right. Michael Myers coming back, Jamie Lee Curtis coming back for the final picture in the new Universal trilogy that they were doing of the Halloween reboot that had Halloween, and then Halloween Kills, and then now Halloween Ends. This trailer is just okay. It's basically like your typical Halloween trailer, but then comes with Michael getting face-to-face with Laurie, played by Jamie Lee Curtis, and basically being like, this ends tonight, and then they fight, and we get Halloween Ends. So this movie will be hitting theaters, I believe, in October. And yeah, we'll see how Halloween ends. Look Both Ways is a new movie coming out with Lily Reinhart, and the first trailer has dropped for that, so make sure you check it out. Madam Web is getting delayed. It was supposed to come out next summer and has been pushed back to the fall now. And Insidious 5 is going to actually take its place, so didn't even know we were going to make more Insidious movies. Oh, God, those movies suck. But hey, we're getting another one, and that'll be next summer. The Russo brothers, a lot of rumors started coming out saying that there was an Avengers Endgame director's cut that was like 6 hours and that it might even be released. Man, we love our rumors lately, right? Because that's all these things are rumors. And but yeah, the Russo brothers came out and they said, look, first and foremost, there is no 6 hour director's cut. Never happened. They said at the, so remember, Endgame is a 3 hour movie. They said at the longest director's cut that they ever had was probably 3.5 or 3:45. And they said, and the stuff they took out is junk. They said there's nothing really great that they removed that people would want to see reinserted back into the movie. So they're like, hey, what you got is the director's cut. So they're leaving it at that. Candy Cane Lane. Eddie Murphy is set to lead a new holiday comedy for Amazon Prime. Yes, Candy Cane Lane. So, love Eddie Murphy, man. So, this sounds like it'll be something pretty cool. We have Jorge Lindenborg and Jenna Ortega are going to lead a new horror movie called American Carnage. This looks like it has a really good cast. So, I'll definitely be checking this one out when it comes out. We talked about it, I believe, last week, but Pixar announced that Lightyear is coming to Disney Plus on August 3rd, so we're very close. It comes out next week on the streaming service. Dune Part 2 has officially begun filming. Also, Ironheart has officially begun filming. Warner Brothers' next superhero film, Blue Beetle, has officially wrapped production, which why it was very shocking to me that we didn't get anything for Blue Beetle at Comic-Con. Very, very odd. Michael Mann confirms that a sequel to his movie Heat is underway. That's right. Plans to at least make a Heat sequel is underway. We don't know if it'll actually be greenlit, but they are looking to move forward there. Yeah, Mattel trying to do the toy thing again in live action. Matchbox Cars, yes, the Matchbox Cars live action movie is in development over at Skydance and Mattel. Why, I do not know. Jordan Peele says that he's going to continue blending horror and humor for all his future projects. I think it's great, man. He's got his style down. I think horror and humor blend together very, very well. And I can't wait to see where he takes us with this. Continuing along, Grey's Anatomy has officially added Alexis Floyd as a new series regular for season 19. The fantasy novel Lightlark has been landed over at Universal Pictures, and they will be adapting this into a movie. Abbott Elementary star Quinta Brunson is going to appear as Oprah Winfrey in the Weird Al Yankovic story that's starring Daniel Radcliffe. So I love Quinta Brunson. I love Abbott Elementary. So her as Oprah is great. So this will be a nice little addition to the Weird Al story. Michael Pena, who I really, really like, he's set to star as astronaut Jose Hernandez in A Million Miles Away, which will be coming to Prime Video. Hugh Jackman is set to lead the voice cast of Hulu's new animated show, Koala Man. Sometimes I get to news and I scratch my head as to, like, why, right? Love Hugh Jackman. Koala Man. I've seen some pictures of this thing. It is from the Rick and Morty co-creators, so, and I know a lot of people love Rick and Morty, so maybe this will be funny. But I just don't get it sometimes. Like, why would you sign up for something like this? I don't know. Breeders has officially been renewed for season 4 over on FX. Let's see here. The Mutants is a new movie reportedly in the works at Marvel. I do not believe this report. Now, they say reportedly, and that's because it is a rumor. This has been a rumor that's been going around for years that basically, you know, they're not, Marvel's not going to come out the gate with an X-Men movie. They're going to do a movie called The Mutants first and kind of set it up. Never believed that they would waste the time to do this. And this report came out, still didn't really believe it. And now after Comic-Con and seeing kind of the Phase 5 and 6 kind of reports, I still don't believe that this is a project that's in the works. So I think if we get an announcement for Phase 6, it will straight up be the X-Men. But we'll have to wait and see where it goes from here. Man, so a big, big rumor. Speaking of rumors, a big, big rumor that came out before Comic-Con, a couple days before Comic-Con hit, was that Henry Cavill himself was going to come out in Hall H on this past Saturday, and he was going to reveal Superman's DC future. Everybody's been wondering what's going on. Is he still Superman? Is he not? Of course, a lot of people love him as Superman, including myself. And we all would love to see him return as Superman. So this rumor got everyone very, very excited. Until Comic-Con happened on Saturday, and the DC panel came and went, and there was no Henry Cavill. So unfortunately, that rumor did not pan out at all. So we've been talking about that there's going to be a Godzilla TV series on Apple TV Plus called Titans. And we just found out that Kurt Russell and his son Wyatt Russell, so Kurt and Wyatt Russell, have officially joined the Godzilla TV series. So awesome additions right here, man. I think this is really going to help boost that upcoming show. The South Park 25th anniversary concert is going to stream on Paramount Plus. So this is really, really cool news. I love that they've set up shop at Paramount Plus and they just keep putting out stuff. We have the trailer for Welcome to Wrexham, which previews Ryan Reynolds' FX sports documentary series. Him and, I'm forgetting the other guy's name, from Mystic Quest and from Always Sunny. Ryan Reynolds and Rob McHenney, they bought a soccer team called Wrexham, and they're trying to reboot it and kind of get these guys to become contenders. I mean, it's very much a true life Ted Lasso kind of situation. So this Welcome to Wrexham trailer that came out is previewing them buying this league and kind of rebranding it, rebuilding it, and this will be coming to FX, which is really cool here. Mortal Kombat officially moving forward with its sequel, and it will have its returning director. That's right, the director who did the 2021 Mortal Kombat is returning to do the sequel. So congratulations there. I know he's got big, big hopes for the sequel, and we'll see what he ends up doing with it. We have the new trailer for They Them, which is the new slasher film that is coming to Peacock in just a couple weeks, starring Kevin Bacon. So definitely check that out. It looks like an interesting movie here. We have the new trailer for House of the Dragon. This is, of course, HBO's Game of Thrones prequel, and this is their latest and greatest trailer, so check this one out. We also have the trailer for Mike, which is about Mike Tyson, and this is an upcoming Hulu series, an 8-episode Hulu series that's coming out here pretty soon. Bridgerton Season 3 has officially begun production. A Quiet Place prequel and the movie If have both been delayed, and new release dates have been set. So, nothing much of a delay here. This isn't anything super, super crazy. But Paramount Pictures has officially changed the release dates of two of its highly anticipated movies. Jeff Nichols' horror prequel spinoff, A Quiet Place Day One, which is the official title. This is the first time they've announced that. A Quiet Place Day One and John Krasinski's fantasy comedy titled If. Both films are now set to hit theaters in 2024. So the Quiet Place prequel was originally set for September 22nd of 2023 and has been pushed about 6 months to March 8th of 2024. The film will be directed by Michael Sarnowski, who did Pig, and it's based on the day one of the invasion.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Leadership, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starfleet Leadership Academy. its ongoing mission to develop leaders through Star Trek, to boldly go where no podcast has gone before. A leadership development podcast told through the lens of Star Trek, the Starfleet Leadership Academy, available everywhere you listen to podcasts.
The theatrical release date for IF has been moved from November 17th, 2023 to May 24th, 2024, which is written and directed by John Krasinski based on an original idea about a child's journey in rediscovering their imagination. The movie stars Krasinski, Ryan Reynolds, Steve Carell, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Fiona Shaw, Alan Kim, Kaylee Fleming, and Louis Gossett Jr. So this one sounds really cool, man. Sucks that they were both pushed back to 2024. Asteroid City. Now, a lot of people love Wes Anderson. I am not one of them people. But he has a new movie coming out called Asteroid City, and a lot of people are really excited about this one. Asteroid City has announced its cast, and it will star Jason Schwartzman, Scarlett Johansson, Tom Hanks, Jeffrey Wright, Tilda Swinton, Bryan Cranston, Ed Norton, Adrian Brody, Liev Schreiber, Hope Davis, Stephen Park, Rupert Friend, Maya Hawke, Steve Carell, Matt Dillon, Hong Chau, William Dafoe, Margot Robbie, Tony Revolori, Jake Ryan, Grace Edwards, Artistu Mihan, Sophia Lillis, Ethan Lee, Jeff Goldblum, Rita Wilson, and more. Holy crap. Don't like this dude, but that is a hell of a cast list right there, man. So this is all for his next movie, Asteroid City. Based on a story by Anderson and Roman Coppola, Asteroid City is a poetic meditation of the meaning of life. It tells the story of a fictional American desert town circa 1955 and its junior stargazer convention, which brings together students and parents from across the country for Scolari competition, rest, recreation, comedy, drama, romance, and more. Hell of a cast, guys. Hell of a cast. All right, Prey is coming out soon. We have a new poster for it. It hits Hulu, I believe, next week, in a week or two. And already early word is saying this is one of the best Predator movies ever done. So getting real excited about this one. John Boyega says that it looks like they are moving forward on Attack the Block 2, so that'd be pretty cool. Justin Hartley from This Is Us, his new drama, The Never Game, has received a pilot order over at CBS, so this show is moving forward. What's not moving forward is a new Scott Bakula ranch drama, which is called Unbroken. That was going to be coming to NBC, and NBC has pulled the plug and decided not to move forward with it. So that just means Scott Bakula can pop back up on the Quantum Leap reboot, right? Why not? There's a new drama coming out called Found over at NBC, which they did pick up, with Shameless vet Shanola Hampton, Mark Paul Gosselaar, Zach Morris himself, and Brett Dalton are also set to star. So definitely have to check this one out. Grammy-winning singer Her will star as Belle in an upcoming ABC live-action Beauty and the Beast production. Abbott Elementary has promoted William Stanford Davis, a.k.a. janitor Mr. Johnson, to the series regular for season 2. New Amsterdam star Freema Eggman will not return as Dr. Helen Sharp for the show's fifth and final season. American Dad, Miracle Workers, and Snowpiercer are among the TBS/TNT series that are going to be in limbo amid the scripted exodus. We have talked about this before, how TBS and TNT do not want to do scripted shows anymore. We talked about that show Chad that was supposed to come out a couple weeks ago, and they just kind of pulled the plug on its debut date. And then now it looks like American Dad, Miracle Workers, Snowpiercer, they're all kind of in the same bucket, that they don't know what they're going to do with them. So they're going to be shopped around to other outlets, and then we'll kind of go from there. Universal Pictures has picked up an untitled buddy comedy from the Saturday Night Live writers Ben Marshall, John Higgins, and Martin Herlili, also known as the Please Don't Destroy comedy group. I love SNL, and these guys are hilarious. They're great writers, so I can't wait to see what they do with an untitled buddy comedy. Why not? We have all your full list of winners for the ESPY Awards, so definitely check that out. HBO is ready to quickly order a season 2 for House of the Dragon right after its August 21st premiere date if the ratings are strong enough. So it's going to be up to you guys if you can jump on fast enough and check this one out. Apple has officially acquired Jennifer Lawrence's new movie, Causeway. Shania Twain's Netflix documentary, Not Just a Girl, has released its first trailer, so all you Shania fans are going to get to see her upcoming documentary, which really goes deep into her personal life and public life, so definitely check that out if you're interested. Alright, moving along, we have your first poster for the Dungeons & Dragons movie, which is officially titled Honor Among Thieves, and it's coming to theaters in March of 2023. So not only do we have the poster, but we also have the first trailer. And I'll tell you this, I am not a Dungeons & Dragons guy. I am not big into this world. I'm not big into sorcerers and dragons and all this kind of stuff. But I will say, this trailer looks pretty fun. It looks pretty fun, and I think I will check this movie out when it comes out. And that's really because Chris Pine is leading this one. If a movie has a really good lead, it kind of sucks me in more than if it didn't. So I think Dungeons & Dragons actually looks pretty damn fun. It's got the action, it's got the humor, so why not? March 2023, I guess I'll check it out. Oppenheimer, we have the first poster for Oppenheimer, the new Christopher Nolan movie, which is going to hit theaters on July 21st of 2023. National Treasure: Edge of History is the new Disney Plus spinoff of National Treasure, and it's got the first teaser trailer, and we've also announced that Harvey Keitel will be reprising his role from the movies. We have the teaser trailer for the Teen Wolf movie that is coming to Paramount Plus. We have your first look at the new Star Wars droid B2EMO in the Disney Plus series Andor for Star Wars. We have the new second trailer for Don't Worry Darling, which is Florence Pugh's new movie directed by Olivia Wilde. And I love the first trailer. I love this second trailer. This movie looks super weird, and I'm super down for it. It looks awesome. With the new poster for The School of Good and Evil, which is the new Netflix show with Charlize Theron, so definitely check that out. Logan and Deadpool are actually streaming on Disney Plus now. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Who would have believed that rated R movies would be streaming on Disney Plus a year ago? How far we have come. How far we have come. Maya Hawke and Camila Mendez are set to lead a new dark comedy called Do Revenge, which should be pretty cool there. We have the trailer for Not Okay, which stars Zoe Dutch and Dylan O'Brien. We have an article up talking about movie star salaries, which have been revealed for Black Adam, Venom, Barbie, and a whole bunch more. So if you're curious like I was and want to see some salaries, definitely check out that news. The Wheel of Time, congratulations. It has snagged an early season 3 renewal over on Amazon Prime. So very cool there. The Vampire Academy, we have the first teaser trailer for that, which is coming soon to Peacock. Sarah Michelle Gellar has officially joined the Teen Wolf offshoot, which is now titled Wolfpack, and is coming to Paramount Plus. So congratulations there to Sarah Michelle Gellar. Jay Duplass is in the season 2 trailer for Industry. So there you go there. Industry coming soon to HBO. We have an article up with Kate McKinnon talking about why she officially left SNL after 11 seasons. You know what's coming back again? One of my favorite shows on TV right now, Resident Alien. That's right, Resident Alien has been renewed for season 3. Congratulations. I love this show again. If you haven't seen it, it's on the Sci-Fi channel, but it also streams on Peacock. Definitely check out Resident Alien. It's so damn good. So damn good. And part 2 of season 2 is coming out very, very soon. All right, we have your first look at Keanu Reeves and John Wick 4. Over Comic-Con, they released the first little teaser trailer. Holy shit. This trailer was amazing. John Wick 4 looks insane. And I'm, of course, so there for it. It comes out next year. Let's go. AT&T saying that they might bring back the HBO Max bundle to their top-tier mobile plans. This is something that was always included, and then they dropped it for some reason. But I think they're starting to realize that was a dumbass move, so they're saying, yes, we could be bringing that back. Streaming usage hits its high in June as the linear platforms slip. No shocker here. Pretty much everybody's watching stuff on streaming, so regular TV just continues to drop down the ratings board. Apple TV Plus is adding another feature with A-list talent to its slate with Causeway, an A24 drama starring Jennifer Lawrence and Brian Tyree Henry, which is pretty awesome there. Don't Worry Darling will hit theaters on September 23rd. Spider-Man Freshman Year, which is the animated show that's coming to Disney Plus, will be out in 2023. And they've already announced that they will renew it and we'll have Spider-Man Sophomore Year the following year. So very, very cool there. They also announced for Spider-Man is that Charlie Cox's Daredevil will officially appear in the series. So that's awesome there. Upcoming Star Wars series, The Acolyte, will be led by Amanda Steinberg, best known for playing Rue in The Hunger Games. So she is official now. Keanu Reeves' comics series, Berserker, will be getting at least two seasons of its anime over on Netflix. And of course, it's supposed to be doing a movie as well, too. X-Men 97, the animated show, will appear on Disney Plus in 2023, the new animated series. So far, Rogue, Gambit, Jean Grey, Beast, Wolverine, Storm, Jubilee, Cyclops, Nightcrawler, Bishop, Sunspot, Cable, and Forge are all set to appear. So very, very cool there. Let's see. Oh, sorry, Spider-Man Freshman Year will actually not be hitting Disney Plus until 2024. So not 2023, so this one's still quite a ways out, coming out in 2024. The Walking Dead has some news as they have canceled the Andrew Lincoln, Rick Grimes movie and instead have chosen to do a new spinoff show. Rick Grimes and McCone will lead the next Walking Dead spinoff, which will be released in 2023. So there you go there. Danai Gurira and Rick Grimes are going to be reuniting for this new spinoff show. And yes, it is replacing the previously announced Rick Grimes movie. Marvel Zombies on Disney Plus will not only feature undead versions of Captain America, Scarlet Witch, and more, but it will also have all the gore and splatter you want from a zombie show. They're saying this will actually be rated TVMA, which, hey man, if you're going to go zombies, let's go. Marvel's What If Season 2 is coming to Disney Plus in early 2023, and a third season is already confirmed to come after. So, there you go, guys. We're definitely getting more What If. Disney reportedly wants to add a new Doctor Who series to its streaming service, so you might see another Doctor Who coming very, very soon. Jimmy Lee Curtis says that, yes, this movie, Halloween Ends, is her last ride as Laurie Strode, so she is putting it out there that, yes, no matter what happens down the road, she is not coming back anymore. This is the end. We have the first trailer for I Am Groot, which is the new animated short that starts coming out on August 10th. There's 5 episodes, so definitely check that out when it comes out. We have another new poster for Prey, which hits Hulu on August 5th. The Walking Dead's final episodes get a release date and a new trailer. So we're finally getting that final batch of The Walking Dead's 11th and final season, which feels like it's been ending for 3 years. Because they keep doing like 2 episodes and they take a break and then 2 episodes and then take a break. It's like, just get it over with, guys. Come on. We have the Tales of the Walking Dead trailer, which is their new anthology series. So check that out if you're interested. Let's see here. We already talked about that. Billy Magnuson is joining Netflix's Spy Kids reboot film. So very cool there.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Brent, have you ever seen Babylon 5 before?
Babylon 5? You mean that show from the 90s?
Yep.
No.
You want to watch it for the first time?
Let's do it.
Babylon 5 for the first time, not a Star Trek podcast.
We are two veteran Star Trek podcasters watching Babylon 5 for the first time. We're searching for Star Trek-like messages in the series and deciding if we should have watched it sooner.
You can find us on Good Pods, YouTube, and anywhere you get your podcasts.
Babylon 5, for the first time, not a Star Trek podcast.
Zach Galligan, George Takei, and more are joining the upcoming Gremlins Secret of the Mogwai. So we are moving forward on this Gremlins spinoff, so this is very cool there. I like Gremlins, man. I'd love to see it make a comeback. FX's Atlanta gets a new teaser trailer, and the final season, the upcoming, forthcoming fourth and final season, is premiering very, very soon, so I love that. Let's see here. Jessica Chastain and Eddie Redmayne are leading a new true crime drama called The Good Nurse. Nope scared up a $6.4 million in its Thursday night previews. Prey early reactions say it's the best Predator movie since the original, so very, very cool there. Todd McFarlane teases a big announcement coming for the Spawn film later this year. Dude, quits. He says this at least once a year. I'll believe it when I see it. Give us some damn news. So ridiculous. The show For All Mankind is officially renewed for season 4 over on Apple TV Plus. So I know a lot of you really like that show, so very cool there. John Wick 4, the official release date is March 24th, 2023. And once again, check out this teaser, dude. It's so damn good. I can't get enough of it. All right, now we're kind of getting into the Saturday kind of panel where we got a lot of DC and Marvel news. Well, not too much in the DC world, but we did get the first trailer for Shazam Fury of the Gods, which looks amazing. So definitely check out this trailer. We got it posted up on our social media. And then The Rock came out through the fog and the lightning as the Man in Black. That's right. He literally came on to Hall H dressed as Black Adam, which was really, really cool for the live crowd. And then they debuted a little sneak peek, which was only about a minute and 13 seconds, so not too much new footage. It's a lot of the stuff we've seen already, but Black Adam looks amazing. And if you listen to our Comic-Con breakdown, my boy Peeps says that the extra footage they showed to the crowd was outstanding and has quickly become one of his most anticipated movies. So I love to hear how excited this has made him. Black Adam comes out on October 21st of this year. So very, very cool there. She-Hulk. Yes, we have the new trailer for She-Hulk and it's awesome. It is so damn good. And we found out that Phase 4 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe will conclude with She-Hulk and Black Panther 2. That will end Season 4. And then we start to find out about a little bit about Phase 5 and Phase 6 that will run through the end of 2025, which is incredible. We got confirmation that the Thunderbolts is happening. It's going to be in July 26th of 2024. We found out that Daredevil is officially happening. Daredevil Born Again coming to Disney Plus, an original series starring Charlie Cox and Vincent D'Onofrio, streaming spring of 2024 on Disney Plus, and they also announced it will be 18 episodes. That is the most we have ever gotten for an MCU show on Disney Plus. 18 episodes. So Daredevil is going to be a big, big one when we get that. So that is awesome to get that confirmation. We have a new poster for She-Hulk. Of course, the series comes out on August 17th. Very close to this one. Love this new trailer. And in the trailer at the end, speaking of Daredevil, we get a little Daredevil in it, so it's nice to see the lawyers mixing it up, so I love that. We knew Captain America 4 was going to happen, and now we know it's called Captain America New World Order. That's right, which will be hitting theaters on May 3rd, 2024, with Anthony Mackie leading as the new Cap. We knew we were getting an Agatha spinoff on Disney+, and now we know it's called Agatha Coven of Chaos, which will be streaming winter 2023. Ironheart, we're going to get her officially debuted in Black Panther 2, but then she's getting her own Disney Plus series that just started filming. This will hit streaming in fall of 2023. Blade, we knew Blade was coming for years, and now we know officially November 3rd, 2023, we're getting the Blade movie. Loki Season 2 is coming summer of 2023. Echo is officially coming summer of 2023, of course the spinoff with the character from the Hawkeye show. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 with an official release date of May 5th, 2023. Secret Invasion, the new Nick Fury show coming to Disney Plus, will hit early spring of 2023. We got a really cool Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania poster that was just for Comic-Con. It looks really, really cool. So we got that posted up on our Twitter, so check that out if you're interested. Then we find out that Phase 5 will end with the Thunderbolts. And then Phase 6 is going to kick off with Fantastic Four. That's right, Fantastic Four will hit theaters on November 8th, 2024. And then we find out that Phase 6 is going to end with not one, but two Avengers movies. That's right, Avengers The Kang Dynasty is going to hit theaters on May 2nd, 2025. And then just 6 months later, Avengers Secret Wars is going to hit on November 7th, 2025. Yes, the same year, 6 months apart from each other, two Avengers movies, guys. And breaking news, Avengers The Kang Dynasty, we just found out that director Daniel Cretton. Oh man, I'm messing up his name. Give me a. Oh, where the hell my phone go? I want to get this right because I don't want to just say the guy from. But Destin Daniel Cretton, the director of Shang-Chi, has officially signed on to direct Avengers: The Kang Dynasty. So big, big directing announcement coming out. Literally breaking news as I'm recording this. So good timing on my behalf to get you this news. But yes, Shang-Chi director Destin Daniel Cretton will direct the Kang Dynasty Avengers movie. No word on if he's going to do both films. Is he going to do Secret Wars 2? It doesn't sound like it. They're only saying the Kang Dynasty. So, and I know a lot of people want the Russo brothers to do Secret Wars. The Russo brothers themselves have even said they want to do Secret Wars. But at this point, the Russos are saying they're not directing it. And Kevin Feige even said in his own words at Comic-Con that the Russos are not doing it. So I don't know, man. Maybe they just haven't worked the deal out yet, but maybe they'll come through and surprise us all. Because how did the Russos not do Secret Wars? Come on. Come on. But great announcement there from Destin doing the Kang Dynasty. Hopefully he gets to do Shang-Chi 2 first before he gets into Avengers, since we have a couple years before we get there. But amazing nonetheless to get two Avengers movies to kind of cap off the 4, 5, and 6 saga, which is now officially titled The Multiverse Saga. That's right. So Marvel Studios announced that, you know, we remember Phase 1, 2, and 3 was the Infinity Saga, ending with Thanos there in the stones. Now we have Phase 4, 5, and 6 culminating in the Multiverse Saga. So there you go there. And, of course, the panel at Marvel ended with the release of the Black Panther Wakanda Forever trailer. This trailer is great, guys. It's really, really good. I love this trailer. It's heartbreaking. It's inspirational. It's beautiful looking.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
And welcome. My name is Patrick. My friends call me Patty. And this is my podcast. On this show, we'll be discussing bipartisan politics, real estate and financial markets, current events, sports, and the arts, music, books, and movies. I promise two things on every show. I'll make you laugh, and I will teach you something. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
We still don't know much about the story, but this trailer is something else, and we know we're getting Atlanteans. We got the official word that Namor is in this movie. What's going to happen? Who's going to be the new Black Panther? We'll have to wait and find out. But this movie hits November 11th and will, of course, once again, cap off Phase 4 for the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So, man, check out that Black Panther. Of course, we have it posted if you want to see it for sure. We also got confirmation that MODOK will be debuting in Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania. So that is amazing. So before I move on from the Marvel stuff, I just want to recap kind of Phase 5 and 6 to make it make a little bit more sense for you guys. So we just talked about Phase 4 will wrap with She-Hulk and Black Panther. Then Phase 5 is going to kick off with Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania in February. Then we have Secret Invasion in spring of 2023. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 in May of 2023. Echo in the summer of 2023. Loki Season 2 in the summer of 2023. Then back in the theater, we have The Marvels in July of 2023, Blade in November of 2023, Ironheart in the fall of 2023, Agatha Coven of Chaos in the winter of 2023. Then we go into 2024, and that's where Daredevil Born Again will hit in the spring of 2024. Captain America New World Order hits on May of 2024, and then Phase 5 ends with the Thunderbolts on July 26, 2024. Then we go into Phase 6. Now, Phase 6, we only have a couple release dates. All we know is that it starts with Fantastic Four on November 8th, 2024, and is going to end with the two Avengers movies, The Kang Dynasty and Secret Wars, in May of 2025 and November of 2025. Now, on the Phase 6 calendar, there are 8 more slots that we don't know what they are. So, Disney has their own convention, D23, in September. And supposedly we're going to get the rest of those mystery slots at D23. So stay tuned. We'll have a lot more to talk about for Marvel. But that's Phase 5 and 6. Zack Snyder is going to appear on Teen Titans Go for his 365th episode. That is awesome. We'll definitely be checking that out. let's see here. There was word that came out that Roger Jean Page, who can currently be seen, of course he was Bridgerton, but he can currently be seen in The Gray Man, that he was listed as being a part of Secret Invasion. But then another article came out the same day and said, sorry, we accidentally put his name in the cast list. That's not true. He's not in the show. So I guess Roger Jean Page is not in Secret Invasion. So take that for what it is. Mythic Quest season 3, we have the first trailer for it and it looks awesome, so definitely check that out. I love that show. It's on Apple TV Plus. We have the first full-length trailer for AMC's Interview with the Vampire show, and it's been given an October premiere date, so you'll be able to see that. Star Trek Strange New Worlds is actually going to cross over with Star Trek Lower Decks. How? I don't know, because one's live action and one's a cartoon, and supposedly they're doing a mix of the two, which sounds cheesy as hell, but I guess we'll see how it plays out. I mean, I love Strange New Worlds. I hope they don't mess it up too much. Star Trek Picard season 3 gets a new teaser trailer, and we get some character posters of basically the Next Generation cast returning, and they all look awesome, so very, very cool there, man. Let me see here. Just got a lot of Marvel stuff that we've already talked about, so I don't want to spend too much time on that. Jason Momoa's show C has released its season 3 trailer, so check that out. Of course, that's its final season as well. We have the teaser trailer for Batwheels, which is the upcoming Batmobile DC vehicles kind of show that's coming soon. I don't know, this one's weird. We have the season 2 trailer for Chucky, so definitely check that out. Mayans MC has been officially renewed for season 5 over on FX. Congratulations once again to Nope, which is number 1 with $44 million at the box office, which is another big, big hit for Jordan Peele and for an original IP, bringing in that much money. So I guess he'll continue to be able to tell his stories because people love that kind of money. Let's see here. So I talked earlier about The Gray Man being out, and in some other breaking news, it has just come out that they have officially greenlit the Gray Man part 2. So it looks like Ryan Gosling will be returning, and we'll see where it goes. It sounds like they're also looking to do a spinoff, which also takes place in this universe, but it will be around different characters. So yeah, so it looks like Ryan Gosling will return for The Gray Man 2. Don't know if the Russos will direct again. We'll have to wait and get more info on it. This is, like I said, this is a kind of breaking right now. So just wanted to let you know. So very, very cool there, because I love The Gray Man. So love, love, love that. All right. X, the movie X that came out a little while back. It was a horror movie. It's getting a prequel. I guess they secretly shot it at the same time as they made X. And the movie is called Pearl, which is around one of the characters that's in the movie X. And it, like I said, it's a prequel starring Mia Goth. So that teaser trailer is supposed to drop today. An open world Black Panther video game is supposedly in development, so that would be pretty cool if it did. We got an article up with Kevin Feige explaining why Kang is a totally different villain than Thanos. So I always like hearing Kevin Feige break stuff down. In some sad news, Paul Sorvino passed away yesterday. Of course, Goodfellas actor, Father Amir Sorvino. He was 83 years old, so very sad to hear about that. Ashton Kutcher teasing up a nostalgic return for that 90s show, which of course is the spinoff of that 70s show coming soon to Netflix. The Blindspot executive producer is taking over as the showrunner for the Quantum Leap reboot, so hopefully that'll be cool. Ken Jennings and Maya Bialik are going to continue sharing Jeopardy hosting duties in season 39. Percy Jackson, the Disney Plus series, might not arrive until 2024. So they're not sure the show will actually come out next year. So they're kind of giving a heads up now, like, hey, don't be shocked if you don't see this thing until 2024. Law and Order has recruited Grimm alum Claire Coffey for the season 22. Full Frontal with Samantha Bee is officially canceled at TBS after 7 seasons. So yeah, a lot of people shocked that show is over. And what other show is over? Am I on the Air? Yes, we are done. We have come to the conclusion of tonight's episode. So thank you so much for joining me. I know I kind of breezed through a lot of the Comic-Con stuff, but that's because We literally recorded about it for 2 hours yesterday. So if you want to really get into the nitty gritty on the Comic-Con stuff for Marvel and DC, definitely check out our Am I Still on the Air? Check out my Quick Bite episode. Yeah, that'll do it. That got you guys all caught up with the latest and greatest in entertainment news for the week. So I hope you are good to go. This weekend, we'll be checking out DC's League of Super Pets. So that's what we'll be talking about on next week's episode and maybe some other TV shows. We'll see what if anything else comes out that hits to discuss. And of course, once again, our news of the week. So we'll try to get back into our normal routine next Monday. So thank you so much for tuning in tonight and joining me on this ride. Let's do some plugs. AmIOnTheAir.com is our official webpage. So make sure you bookmark that. It's the best way to go. Make sure you like us on Facebook at facebook.com/AmIOnTheAir. Follow us on Twitter at AmIOnTheAir. Follow me on Twitter at DXDonMega. AmIOnTheAir is the way to go. Don't forget to check to subscribe to our AmIOnTheAir Quick Bites feed, which is a totally separate podcast feed, so make sure you subscribe to both. They are all available on all your favorite platforms like Apple Music, Spotify, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Podcast, Pandora, everywhere, guys, everywhere. Everywhere you listen to podcasts, you can find us. It's not that hard. Make sure you subscribe to us on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, you know, so make sure, just Am I on the Air, pretty easy to find us on everything. Thank you to our affiliates at RedDragonsRadio.com, always streaming us on demand, along with the Pop Culture Pros that are always streaming all our episodes as well. So I thank y'all very, very much for supporting Am I on the Air. And once again, that'll do it for me on this Tuesday, July the 26th. I hope you all have had an amazing day. I hope you all have an amazing week. And until next time, y'all, take care of yourselves and each other. Peace.
Bye, everybody. Thank you for listening.
Red Dragons!
Red Dragons!